We're going to make it worth your time. Just as a quick housekeeping note, for those of you that have things that might disrupt your neighbor, if you've got anything that beeps, vibrates, rings, makes noises, cell phones, pagers, ankle bracelets, if you could just turn those off for the next hour so that we do not disrupt the person next to you. Out of respect for the lady who's come all the way from the state of Texas to share some important information with us about not only an incredible legal plan, but the identity theft industry, and also a business opportunity. This lady literally has totally changed the face of this business opportunity. I mean, this lady is making some serious income, has made over $1 million in the last few years working this business from the comfort of her home. I think that's something we'd all want to know about. Would y'all give a warm Utah welcome to Ms. Verna Heath? So crazy right now. Most incredibly. She girl, free. Is she boy, young. Ready?
Thank you so much. Can everyone hear me? Well, welcome to the meeting today, and I am so excited to be in Utah. I've never been here before, and it is an absolutely gorgeous state. I got the wonderful experience of going up in the gorgeous mountains, and I saw the snow. You know, in Houston, Texas, we have no snow, and there are no mountains. It's flat with refineries, and it's not that pretty, so you don't need to go there. Huge population, so you just stay here in your state. Just kidding. No, but I became a believer in this company 10 years ago. July 16th will be my 10-year anniversary of being a part of this company. And just to kind of help you understand, we all have stories, right?
Yes.
We all have things that happen in our lives that we share with others sometimes, and sometimes we don't share. Today I'm going to give you just a quick little overview of my story and why I'm here today, because I think things that happen in our lives get us where we are, and you can either let God use you or not, and I chose to let him use me. And so maybe you have a story that you would like to share that gives you passion about what you do. I got into this business 10 years ago simply because I had had a situation happen to me where a woman hired someone to murder me and my daughter over cheerleading. And I will tell you, I had never used an attorney in my life. I had never been to the courthouse. And when this happened, it threw me into the legal system. Any of you in here ever been thrown into the legal system, whether you liked it or not? And all of a sudden, you're like, what am I going to do? You get stressed. Who am I going to call? How much is that going to cost? And you start looking. Well, my friend who worked at a law firm, she said, you need to talk to an attorney. And I said, yes, I do. And the media was all over us, and we had so many legal issues. And she introduced me to an attorney at her law firm. And he looked good, smelled good, sounded good. But guess what? He was the wrong kind of attorney. And I didn't even know it until down the road HBO was suing me and my family because of his bad advice. And after 7 years of a lot of legal issues, my friend, my loving dear friend, Polly Bryan, who pestered me for 2 months trying to get me to go to a meeting like you're at today. And I refused. She wouldn't tell me what it was. Any of you ever had the sneak attack approach? Just come. You'll find out when you get there. I don't like that, you know. I want you to just tell me what it is and then I'll decide. Well, I know that sometimes when you're just not informed, you can't make an informed decision. You cannot make a knowledgeable decision until you have all the information. So don't be skeptical today until you get to the end, and then I'll let you be skeptical. Just listen and understand that I haven't been here 10 years because this doesn't work. I've been here 10 years because as a single parent with 4 children, it did work. And it is my livelihood, and I'm very passionate about it because my friend didn't give up on me. And finally I said, Polly, what is it? And I'll go to your meeting. She said, well, it's prepaid legal services. I said, okay, let's see. I don't like attorneys, and I don't like the legal system, and you want me to prepay for it. Is that it? said, okay, but I'll go to your meeting. Well, I went to the meeting. It was at a little Christian school in the little cafeteria. And there were two of us there. Didn't look like this at all. There wasn't a big screen. We didn't have projectors, none of that. It was an ex-police officer standing in front of the room. And he started telling this story about how I could call this toll-free number and talk to an attorney. They'd call me back quickly, and I could ask questions, and they would answer them, and I would never get a bill for it. That was my hot button. He could have stopped right there. That's all I needed to hear. And I immediately filled out that paperwork. I thought, for that little amount of money, I'm going to at least try it to see if it works. So I enrolled, called the law firm. They called me back in 15 minutes, and the lady, I said, hello, and the phone rang like we all do. And the lady said, hello, are you Verna Heath? And I said, yes, I am. And she said, well, I'm Stephanie Beamer from Ross and Matthews. That's our law firm in Texas. And she said, I understand you have some questions. I said, you have got to be kidding me. And she goes, why do you say that? And I said, I've never had an attorney call me back that quickly. And she said, well, I understand you have questions. I said, yes, about 7 years of questions. Do you have time? And she said, well, as a matter of fact, I do. She goes, start asking. So for the next 45 minutes, she talked to me. She was professional. She answered my questions. She cared about me, not how much money she could make off of me. And at the end of our conversation, she said, Ms. Heath, that story was worth millions to your family with the right attorney. Now, it wasn't about the money to me. I mean, this was about I needed help. And I needed help that I had nowhere to go and I didn't know who to go to. And I found out very quickly in the legal system, if you don't have enough money and you don't have the right attorney, you don't have any rights. And I don't care who you are in this room today, if you're breathing oxygen and you live in the United States of America, you're going to have a legal issue. You've already had one. You just don't claim it as a legal issue. Right? Because why? Because we're not going to hire a $200 or $300 an hour attorney to fix a $50 problem or a $1,000 problem. It's going to cost more to hire the attorney and help them, get them to help you, than just deal with the issue yourself. Right? So we are very honored. I am so honored and passionate about this company. Anytime you're looking at an opportunity, you're looking at a service, you want to know, how long has that company been around, right? Is it a fly-by-night company? And then you say, well, I wish I'd have gotten on the ground floor. No, you don't. The gentleman that founded this company has gone through a whole lot of hardships to get to where we are today. So you don't want in on the ground floor. Is there a need in the marketplace for what they have? Do people need it? I'm not up here to sell you a cell phone or a water filter or a computer or a microwave. Those things are already done. That's in the past. Does our product work? And that's what I wanted to know. It does this work? If I pay my monthly premium, is it going to work for me? As soon as I enrolled, it worked for me. So I was passionate immediately. And then, yes, was I looking for something to do? Yes, my past, I taught dancing and twirling. My mom and I had a studio. We taught 300 students a week. We traveled all over the world and had competitions all over the United States that we traveled to that the students were competitive in. And they tried out at colleges, and we had a few Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and we had girls that twirled in high schools. And I was very passionate about that. And then I got to where I didn't like parents that much. Any of you had to deal with one of those crazy parents because of jealousy? You know, they can get on your nerves. I hope none of you are one of them. But when I looked at this, I realized as soon as I used it that I hadn't prayed for 5 years for God to make something positive come out of that mess for nothing. And this just happened in my life. I always say God set me up because I learned a lot about the legal system. And once I looked at this and saw how I needed it, I knew other people needed it too. And then I wanted to know, so if I share this with other people, could I get paid to do that? So I'm going to share with you today our comp plan. And I think it's one of the greatest ever. And is the timing right? Well, the timing was perfect for me. Do you think our country is positioned because all you hear on the news today is identity theft. Is that right? It's the biggest crime in our country. It's all over the world. It's happening every 3 seconds. Maybe it's happened to you or someone you know. But we can't tell you we're here to fix the problem. We're here to tell you we can be proactive and help you if that issue happens to you. This is our building. Now, I know I have 1 hour, and I could stay here for 2 weeks, and I won't. But I have to tell you a story about this building right here. When I got into the business, I had to make a trip to Ada, Oklahoma. That's where our company is. And at that time, we didn't have this gorgeous building. We had this little, looked like a feed store front. And it's in Ada, Oklahoma on Main Street, which is this little bitty town. And when I got there to turn in some applications, I passed it 3 times because I couldn't find it. I was expecting the big lady of justice or something, and it was just like a little feed store thing. Anyway, then several years ago, our company built this fabulous building, and it's got so much just, I don't know, it's like so family, and the people that work there, there's 810 employees, and they work for us. Those employees work for us. We have our own business. We enroll people, we recruit people, and we send all that stuff up to them, and they process it for us. And it's so cool because our business model is that we have these employees that we don't have to pay, we don't have to do their benefits, and we have all these law firms all over the nation that deal with our members' legal issues, and all we have to do is go out and share the information with people, and they deal with all of our book work and everything for us. So, yes. As a business owner, like Dave said, from my home, I can do my business and let that beautiful company take care of everything for me. So I was very impressed with that. Because we also have to be legal, you know, a prepaid legal. We have to be legal. We have an advisory council. And these gentlemen are all former attorney generals. I don't know if you notice this gentleman right here, Mike Moore. He won the largest lawsuit case in the world, the tobacco case. He is a part of our advisory council, so we're very proud to have them help us stay legal. These are some of the companies that have talked about us. I was very impressed years ago. This article right here, it was in USA Today, and I had that laminated, and I carried it everywhere I went. 1 million families will sleep better tonight because they're covered with this service. I was very impressed with that. And today we've got so many companies talking about us. We're top in the stock. Warren Buffett has picked us as one of the top stocks to pick for retirement. So whether you know me or not or believe me, you can believe these companies. Now, I got into the business before this. It was over here. It's not on the chart. And I don't know why that line's not stronger, but I will say that Dave and I made all this happen. So we're about a $500 million company, and we have been told we are positioned to be like a $19 billion company. I don't even think that's big enough, because that's only talking about us getting paid up front. That doesn't even have anything to do with residual income, which we get paid residual income. All those years, which was about 28 years I taught dancing and twirling, I had to go to work to get paid. And today, I don't keep getting paid on all those years I taught, but all those years I enrolled people, which has been over 7,000 members, I keep getting paid today on all those memberships that stay on the books. Now, we have 3 major problems. We have the best answers for those. We have opportunity and timing and the steps you need to take. Now, most people today have the same complaint. They don't have enough money. How many of you have heard somebody complain about that? Surely not any of you, right? I didn't think so. And that you don't have any freedom. You work and work and work. I have a friend that has been my friend for years, and she's working 3 jobs. And the transition to get her to think differently from the old mindset, we were taught to go to school, get a good education, get a good job so we could have really good benefits so they could kick you out in about 25 years. And my friend has been working for this law firm that introduced me to that wrong attorney. She started when she was 18. That law firm shut down. She got another job working at a law firm. And now in August, they're telling her they're not going to need her anymore. That hurts in here when you have a friend that won't listen. You have to have a plan B. Gas prices are not going away, are they? Everything is increasing. Our expenses are getting higher. So you have to do something. If you don't, you're going to stay stuck for the rest of your life. Our company just is positioned to have a service that everybody's going to need to own because of the government. They're going to tell you, kind of like car insurance. You have to own that, right, to drive legally. Well, over in Europe, 80% of the Europeans have a legal plan, and in Western Germany, before you can get your driver's license, you have to show proof of a legal plan. You think that's going to happen over here? You're so positioned and poised for everybody that you know and everybody you don't know to share this information with them. Now, the second and third major problems, identity theft and then access to legal counsel. Can't afford it. You can't prevent identity theft. We just happen to have a solution to help you fill that void. Now, identity theft is spiraling out of control. That is not a secret. If over 230 million Americans' identities have been reported lost or stolen since February 2005, if there's, 300 million people in the country? 230 million Americans have already had their identities lost or stolen. There's been people's information breached by companies. And if over 400,000 dead people can open bank accounts, you think live people can have their identity stolen too? The revenue from trafficking financial data has surpassed that of drug trafficking. Now, let me give you an example of that. Let's say I'm a cocaine dealer, which I'm not. But I have 10 kilos of cocaine worth $500,000. Once I sell it, I'm out of business, right? I have to go buy more product. But I can collect 1,000 people's social or birth date or birth certificate or information like this, and I can go sell it to him at 10 and you at noon and you at 2 and you at 4 and you at 6 and you at 8. I never run out of business, ever. And that's what the thieves are doing with their information. Every 3 seconds, someone's becoming a victim in our country. You think you're going to be missed? You're not. And one thing that I have found out in doing a lot of enrollments at companies with their employees, I have found that most people only look at identity theft as financial. If you mention what's identity theft to you, loans, credit cards, that type of information. Not all the others. Medical identity theft is the number one crime in our country. People don't even know about that. And 70% of the time that you have your identity stolen, you need legal counsel. Well, you can either go spend $200 or $300 an hour for that legal counsel, or you can have a suite of products that helps you nationwide. Which do you want? Now, you're not going to prevent it from happening. Your data is out there since the day you were born. You were assigned a social. You went to school. You got jobs. You've been to hospitals. You've got car insurance. Maybe you have a hunting license. You bought a home. You cannot prevent it from happening, okay? So your information is all over the place. Now, this is a clip that I'm going to show you. It's about to go through some information with you. Just listen. I'm not even going to have to talk. You just listen. You'll get it, okay? Okay.
Audra Schmierer has been a stay-at-home mom for 6 years. Now that her son's in school, she wants to return to work, so she applied to a temp agency.
They called me 3 or 4 hours later and said, Mrs. Schmierer, I don't understand why you're applying. You already work here.
At a big tech company, a similar experience.
Here's my driver's license, my passport, my Social Security card. I gave them everything. And she said, well, really, how can you actually prove you're you? What if those people have the same documentation you do?
Schmierer has discovered more than 200 illegal aliens throughout the United States are doing jobs Americans supposedly won't do by using her Social Security number. They work in fast food chains, cosmetic companies, even receive dividends from Microsoft.
I started to gather all this information and really found out how extreme the situation was. It's scary.
Her ordeal began last year with a bill from the IRS for nearly $16,000 in back taxes for a job in Texas. She lives in Dublin, California.
My husband was actually quite upset. He asked me when I had ever been to Texas.
She tracked down the illegal alien whose phony tax return triggered the IRS bill. He told her he bought her Social Security number and a fake green card at this Texas flea market.
I don't understand how illegal aliens can come across here and commit a felony. Identity theft is a felony. And be excused from that felony to continue living their life when I cannot live my life.
By January, Schmierer faced a $1 million IRS bill. She was temporarily detained by customs returning from a foreign business trip with her husband, and her Social Security account now shows a zero balance, erasing 14 years of work before her marriage.
Social Security right now sends me to IRS. IRS sends me to Social Security. Every now and then they'll send me to the FTC, whom I have a case with. No one wants to do anything about it. Right now, I have nowhere to go.
Schmierer spends several hours a day trying to clear her name. The IRS has canceled her bill, but Social Security won't give her a new number. She says all 35 employers she's contacted have refused to take action against the workers using her number.
It's cheap labor, and they don't care.
Neither do most senators. John Ensign brought Schmierer's case to their attention, and they still approved Social Security benefits for illegal aliens using stolen identities.
The crime of identity theft and Social Security fraud are not victimless crimes. The victims of these crimes are American citizens and legal immigrants.
Casey Wyan, CNN, Dublin, California.
Did anybody learn anything from that that you didn't already know? Could that be you? Could be any of us. Now, there's my next clip. It's on medical identity theft.
I was absolutely floored. You just would never imagine in a million years that something could happen like this.
Several months ago, Andrea Sachs got an alarming phone call. Her newborn baby had just tested positive for illegal drugs. Problem is, Andrea hasn't given birth in years.
As much as I denied it, they just kept insisting that, yes, I was the mother of this child. There was nothing that I could say to get out of it.
To make matters worse, authorities showed up at her door the next day, calling her an unfit mother and threatening to take away all four of her kids.
When you know you're innocent and you didn't do anything wrong, it just absolutely, I was in tears. I was a wreck.
Turns out, Andrea was the victim of medical ID theft. Someone had stolen her driver's license, walked into a hospital, and had a baby, leaving Andrea with a $10,000 bill and a fight to clear her name.
Do you think it's a big problem?
It's a huge problem.
Chris Dorn is a fraud expert with Ingenix, a company that tracks medical ID theft cases. He says victims have more worries than just fraudulent doctor bills. Your medical records can also be altered, with the crook's information substituted for your own.
Inadvertently, your blood type can be changed, your medications that you're on that can be changed, your underlying medical conditions can be changed.
Which can be life-threatening.
Certainly.
That's a scary thought.
It is.
The next one is character and criminal identity theft.
Every time Stancy Nesby looks in the rearview mirror, she can't help but wonder if she's about to be pulled over.
Everybody needs to put themselves in my shoes and know that this could happen to them.
A 30-year-old single mom with four kids who holds two jobs working as a nurse's assistant, life was hard enough before her problems with police.
It's made it really hard for me to smile and be the normal person that I felt like I was at first.
It started 4 years ago when Stancy was pulled over for speeding in the Bay Area. She admitted going too fast, but couldn't understand why she was being arrested.
I ended up going to jail that day. They didn't believe anything I was saying.
It turned out Stancy had a warrant for her arrest. The police databases showed she'd been busted for cocaine possession here in San Francisco's seedy Tenderloin District back in 1999, but that she never showed up for court appearances. Stancy had to spend 3 days in jail. The problem, she was innocent.
Police later confirmed it when her fingerprints didn't match the real suspect who had used Stancy's name.
I've had nightmares about this.
She says police told her they'd fix the problem, but 2 months later, Stancy was arrested again, this time at her home in Berkeley. Once again, she says when the officers discovered the error, they told her they'd help her clear her name. But 3 months later, Stancy was arrested again in yet another jurisdiction. And it didn't end there. From 2002 to 2004, Stancy was arrested or detained 7 times by 5 police departments. In one instance, hauled off right in front of her children.
The kids were crying, and basically they ended up, you know, throwing me on the ground and sticking their knees in my back.
So what do you do when something happens like that? We have another thing called spoofing, and I'm going to share that with you in the training later. But it is very scary. It's the latest crime. And people can use this piece of equipment to call you and pretend to be somebody else. They can pick if they want the sound to be like a man or like a woman. They can make a number show up on your phone. It can look like it's coming from the police department. They're going to say there's a warrant out for your arrest. And they have found proof that they feel it's not you, but they need your information. And then you'll start giving information right over the phone because you're scared. Kroll is the company that Prepaid Legal teamed up with several years ago. That company called us, actually. They said, we have a pandemic in our country. Every time somebody's identity is stolen, 70% of the time they need an attorney. So they teamed up with us because our law firms are all over the nation. And you need someone all over the nation. As you can see, these people had issues everywhere. So we teamed up together with them. Kroll is one of the largest risk management company in the world. They were the company that helped restructure Enron in Houston, Texas, and also to assist the Kuwaiti government on finding Saddam's financial network. So they're not just a fly-by-night company. They've been around as long as Prepaid Legal has. What do we do? Well, when you become a member, we send you and your spouse a credit report. We teach you how to read it. It's so professionally done. How many of you have gotten yours that are members? I was so impressed when I got mine because I got to look on it. And you know what it said? It said that they had me living in Asheville, North Carolina. I've never even been there. And I owed the phone company $283 with a phone number I've never used in my life. If I hadn't have looked at my credit report, I would not have even known it was there. Now, we send you a monitoring notice every month. Remember I said we couldn't prevent identity theft from happening, but we could be proactive? How would you like to get a monthly notice stating there's no activity? How would you like to get a notice saying, alert, there's been activity? I was refinancing my home. I got an alert because they checked my credit. I logged in and it was me. That was good. I felt really good about that. But they let me know immediately that my credit had been checked. Also, we are going to do full restoration. Now, you can see a lot of services out there that you can get that will say they will assist you. They will do reimbursement. There's one that I'm not going to talk about any other companies. But you need to be very careful as to what they do for you. Do they actually restore you from beginning to end? Do they stop the bleeding? Do they assign you a private investigator to help go to work on your behalf to do all of the things that the government will send you a how-to-fix-it kit? And it's about 607 hours of your time and minimum of about $1,500. And you get to take this little book, and you get to take all that time to do all of what this says in here. You want to spend your time doing that? Or you want to let a company do that for you? I don't know about you, but my time is very valuable. And I get a headache reading this book. So I hope that you would see the value in how this works. Also, there's something else called go to the post office and file for a change of address. Anybody can do it. They don't have to show proof of who they are. I go to the post office and I file for a change of address in Dave's name. That's good. Dave's got a lot of money, I heard. Now, Dave, I did not file for a change of address to pay your bills. I filed for a change of address so I could get your information. Maybe I wanted to go get that Rolex watch. I go purchase a Rolex watch. Dave, how soon would you like to know I did that?
Very soon.
How are you going to know? You're not a Prepaid Legal member.
Probably wouldn't.
Until I've ruined your credit or until the creditor calls you, because I'm getting the bill. And in this little book on page 19. Let me tell you what it says. Dave, send your letter so that it reaches the creditor within 60 days after the first bill containing the error was mailed to you. If an identity thief changed the address on your account and you didn't receive the bill, your dispute letter still must reach the creditor within 60 days of when the creditor would have mailed you the bill. So you're still liable. Guess what our company does, ladies and gentlemen? U.S. Postal Service updates every night. Somebody files for a change of address in your name, guess what? Immediately you get notified. There's been a change of address filed in your name. You don't have to wait until the creditor's calling you or you're being sued. You're immediately notified, and then you can get some help. Does that sound better? Now, what I'm going to do just quickly, I'm going to ask everyone to please stand up. I need you to participate with me this morning. I'm going to ask you two questions. How many of you in here have ever received a moving traffic violation? If I had a chair, I'd have to sit down. Let me see how many people that wiped out. Dave, I already know about you. You are kidding me. You've never gotten a ticket. Okay, I'm going to ask you another question. How many of those that are left standing and that are sitting have ever signed a contract? That wipes out everybody, doesn't it? So we've all had a legal issue, right? The other things are, you know, maybe you lost a security deposit, you bought a home, you need your will prepared, you already have a will, you need to update it. There's all kinds of issues that we have that would be a whole lot happier ending if we had an attorney help us, correct? Now, we have a life events legal plan. I'm going to go through this with you. This is where I started. We didn't have identity theft when I got into the business. I didn't even know about identity theft. I just knew that I needed legal help a lot more than I realized. But I'm going to go through these with you. We have 48 provider law firms. Prepaid Legal has gone into every state. They've hired a law firm that's AV rated. That's the highest rating Martindale Hubbell gives attorneys. These law firms are monitored daily. Mr. Stonecipher, our founder, can go into his situation room up at that beautiful office that kind of looks like NASA. And he can pull up any provider law firm, and he can see how many phone calls were taken, how many letters were written, how many contracts were reviewed, how many wills were prepared for our members. And they monitor these law firms so you as a member have leverage. You go out and hire your own attorney, you have no leverage. They'll call the Bar Association. Oh, yeah. They'll get back with you in the year 2010. Maybe. I need quick response. Our company, Prepaid Legal, is your leverage. They help you if you have an issue. We have a complaint department that you can complain if you want to. We're not a perfect company. We're just really the closest thing to that. So we're much better than the alternative. Now, when you become a member, I'm a show and tell kind of person. I like to see what I'm getting, and yours would look a lot prettier than this, but you get a membership kit. And in this kit, you get a page with your membership cards on it. They're glued. You pull them off, you put those in your wallet, and you give some to your spouse. If you want some for your children of age, they can have their own cards too. But all my four children have their cards. I feel very responsible as a parent knowing that my four children, I have twins that are 30, a son 27, and a son 20. They all know how to use attorneys. When I was their age, I didn't. My parents never taught me how to use attorneys because they didn't use attorneys. But today, my children know that if they get a ticket or they have a question, oh no, you do not call mom. You get your card. On that card is your name, your membership number, the number to your provider law firm in your state. You call the attorney and you find out what the questions to your answers are, because I'm not an attorney and I do not want to be responsible. How many of you have a job? You go to work. How many people at that job, have you ever asked somebody, what do you think I ought to do? In your whole life, have you asked somebody, what do you think I ought to do? You're asking the wrong person. It's just an opinion. It's just advice. It's not legal advice. You can call the law firm just like I said I did. They're going to answer your questions. You never get a bill for it. You can talk to a tax attorney, real estate attorney, family law attorney, criminal attorney, patent attorney, immigration attorney. Any kind of attorney you need, never get a bill for it. Also, how many of you in here have ever been taken advantage of? Everybody raise your hand. You were, you just don't know it. I'll give you a quick example. My son's car was hit at Walmart. The lady put a big hole in the bumper. called her insurance company. They sent out the appraiser. It was $1,400 in damage. I called her insurance company back to find out the status of the claim. They said, Miss Heath, you're going to have your insurance company pay for it because we can't get in touch with our insured. And I said, well, I don't think that's right. And I hung up the phone nicely. I didn't stress. I picked up the phone and called my provider law firm, Ross and Matthews, 1-800-458-6982. And in 15 minutes, Mr. Prager called me back and he said, Miss Heath, I understand we have a situation. I said, yes, sir, we do. He said, put that in writing, fax it over to me, and we're going to send her insurance company a demand letter. I'm like, how cool is that? From the law firm of Ross and Matthews, my client, Miss Verna Heath, and whatever legal stuff they write, to get that person to do what they should have done before we sent the letter. In 1 week, I got a letter for $1,454.26. They didn't charge me for the phone call. They didn't charge me for the letter. They collected my money, and they didn't keep any of it. Now, do you want to handle your problems by yourself, or do you want to let your law firm do it? The next thing that we do, and I'm not going to ask you if you have your will done. I'm just going to say, in your little world, in your little seat, knowing this, that 80% of Americans do not have a valid legal will. Do you? And if you don't, why not? I'll tell you why I didn't. Let's see, I was 37, wasn't going to die anytime soon, had 4 children, procrastinated, didn't know who I was going to leave what to, didn't really have everything I wanted to have to leave what to whom, and so I didn't do it. And I knew it was going to cost money, and I didn't know an attorney. So I procrastinated. Does that kind of fit? Right? Our company just happens to immediately today, when you enroll, you immediately get something that's tangible. I don't like, a lot of times we don't, being a part of something that you can't feel it and touch it. You can feel and touch something of great value to your family. You can become responsible. You can teach your children to be responsible. If you die without a will, guess what? Somebody has one for you. And it's not going to be the best favorable thing for your family. If you've got minor children and you don't have designated in a will who gets those children, the state decides. Right? So where does our responsibility lie? I think if you are an adult and you're here today and you don't have a valid legal will, or if you have a will and you haven't updated it in the last 20 years, guess what? I bet things have changed, right? We do that for you as a part of your membership. No additional charge, and they update it every year at no charge. That right there is a $500 value. Now, I already know how many people got tickets, including Dave. And under this part of our plan, you have to wait 15 days before you rush out and get a ticket. But under our plan, if you're legal, properly insured, not drug-related, you're going to be assigned an attorney to assist you in helping you get the best option you can when you get a moving traffic violation. You fax the ticket over. They refer that out to an attorney in your area. You may have to pay a court fee. You may even have to take defensive driving. But I will tell you, when I got my ticket and I showed up in court and my prepaid legal attorney was there, I got to go first. Sorry. If your name starts with a Z, see you later. You'll be there all day. So I get to go first. My attorney, my prepaid legal attorney I'd never met, said, let's go out in the hall and talk. I told him what happened. He says, sit with me 15 minutes. I sat down. He goes up and talks to the judge with the police officer that gave me the ticket. 15 minutes, the judge calls my name out. I walk up. He goes, ticket dismissed. My prepaid legal attorney turned me around and said, you're free to go. And I said, you're kidding me? I started leaving, and people would go, who is she, and how did she get him, and what did that cost? And I started handing out my business cards. And I got in trouble because you can't advertise in court. But it's such a great way to deal with issues instead of doing it by yourself. We also represent you if you're in a wreck and someone dies in that wreck and you're charged with vehicular manslaughter or vehicular homicide. We're going to assist you in that at court with an attorney. No attorney fees. You may have to pay a court fee, but no attorney fees. This part at the bottom here, this 2.5 hours assisting you with property damage, personal injury, That's where the company got my $1,454 on my son's car situation. So we have all different parts of our service that help you in different areas. Now, how many of you have ever been in fear of being sued? Anybody? I mean, sometimes you think, well, I don't have anything. Well, it doesn't matter if you don't have anything. You know, they say they can't take blood from a turnip. Well, they can take your turnips, right? Under this part of our plan, if you're civilly sued or you get a job-related criminal charge, you don't have to be in fear of being sued anymore. What we do is we assist you in that trial with a trial defense attorney. So if someone delivers you a lawsuit, and that's happened to me, so I know how that feels. Doesn't feel very good, let me tell you. You immediately call the law firm, and they assist you, and your hours increase for 5 years. Your membership rate never goes up. I've had my service 10 years. I'm capped off at 335 hours. So if anybody wants to sue me, come on. That's great, but I've got a law firm that's going to assist me. Right? Now, IRS audit. I'm going to just simply tell you this. It's pretty simple. We assist you 50 hours a year. Under phone consultation, you can call and talk to a tax attorney all year long, but you don't ever have to go through an audit by yourself ever again. You don't need to take your CPA. I'm not downing CPAs, but you need a tax attorney. And if somebody gets 200 jobs in your name somewhere, you think you might need a tax attorney? The lady that applied for the job at the Target store, which you didn't hear that story, but she already worked there. She was denied because she already worked there. And through further investigation, 37 other employers had her social working there. He thinks she might be requested to appear at the IRS office. Wouldn't it be good to take a tax attorney with you? And then the preferred member discount, all I'm going to tell you here is you don't ever have to pay full price for an attorney again, ever in your life. You don't have to look for an attorney. You don't have to wonder anymore, who am I going to call? You call your provider law firm. These issues are like divorce, child custody, child support, bankruptcy, pre-existing. Tell me today, how many of you have an insurance policy that covers pre-existing? Can you go get car insurance when you've already had a wreck?
No.
Can you go get cancer insurance if you've already had cancer?
No.
With our service, you're going to be assisted at a discount. You will pay that attorney some money. But you get 25% off of his hourly rate, and it beats the heck out of looking up in the Yellow Pages or asking a friend that gives you the wrong attorney. The Legal Shield, the Legal Shield. I would never let my children leave home without their Legal Shield because today of identity theft. But if you're stopped, how many of you know what your Miranda rights are? I usually say most criminals do. Just teasing. But your Miranda rights are, simply put, you have the right to remain silent and you have the right to call your attorney. Now, how many people in America have an attorney to call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even on Christmas Day? Not even Tiger Woods. They have attorneys, but I bet they can't call them 24/7, even on Christmas Day. Our service, if you are stopped by a police officer and you are questioned, detained, or arrested, you simply show him your driver's license with your Legal Shield. May I please have access to my attorney? You have now invoked your Miranda rights. He's got to let you call him sometime, and you have someone to call instead of calling your mother. Also, if there's a warrant out for your arrest, whether you did it or not, let's say someone got your driver's license information, got a ticket in your name. They didn't show up in court because they're not you. Now there's a warrant out for your arrest. They don't come back to the car and say, Dave, is this you? They say, please step out of the car. They handcuff you and take you to jail, right? The next part is, what if Child Services is taking your children away from you? Wouldn't it be nice to call an attorney? We're going to do that for you. The only thing we don't do is if it's drinking and driving, we're not going to assist you with our Legal Shield. But this is a card that I would say, as a part of our service, is something you don't want to leave home without it. It's something you want to have all the time. Coolest thing about our service, ladies and gentlemen, is we cover your family. We cover you, the spouse, you, the member, your spouse or significant other, as long as they live at the same address, any of your children under 21 living at home that have never been married, any of your full-time college students until they're 23 and they can be going to school anywhere in the country, any of your children that you are legal guardian of until they're 18 living in your home, and then any child that is physically or mentally challenged for life as long as they live in your home. Now, what other service in America does that? I don't know of one. This is your membership card that's in the book. And for less than a cup of coffee a day, less than a bottle of water, can you imagine only paying $35.95 for this service? Now, I'm going to put it in better perspective here just a minute. Let me tell you why. $35.95 is less than a tank of gas. $35.95 is less than cable television. $35.95 is less than taking your family out to eat once. Am I right?
Yes.
Now, where are your priorities? You are going to have legal issues down the road. You are going to have identity theft problems. What is more important to you and your family? To have a will, get it updated, protect your family, or to have cable television, going out to eat, and all those things that we do, right? So I'm not here to preach, but I am. I'm like the hammer, okay? I want everybody in our country to realize this is something everybody needs. If you're breathing oxygen, you need this. And we've been around 36 years. It's a very credible company. I believe that everywhere I go and everybody I see, I know that they've had an issue. I know they have. It's just, how did they deal with it? Now, we just want to know, of those of you in here that are here today as our guest, and for the associates that are here, that maybe you're in the business, but maybe you're not doing everything you need to be doing. I'm talking to everybody. So for our guest here today, do you see that service as a value? Do you know people right now today, your family, your friends, that you would feel, I truly say, bad about if you don't tell them about it? Can you imagine your loved one getting in a wreck, killing someone, and having no help? Are they being victimized by identity theft, and you didn't tell them about this? I'm putting you on a guilt trip now, okay? Can you tell? But can you see the value? And if you see the value, would you tell somebody, and would you like to earn an income because of it? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go on if you're sure. Or I'll just start over. Y'all close the doors. We're going to start over. Okay. I'm going to tell you about this great opportunity. How do people create wealth? Well, they work for somebody else. They get a second job and a third job. Right? Wrong. We don't do that. With all the expenses escalating, what are we going to do to deal with all that? I'm going to show you here. We have two goals. Today, my goal, I want to sign up everybody in America. That's my goal. That's how I think. If I'm at the airport, if I'm at a restaurant, I don't care where I am, my mind is totally focused on, I wonder how many people in this room have this service. It's almost like a dreaded disease. It's an addiction. But I do think like that. I'm the prepaid legal zombie, you might say. And another thing is, our company wants to create more millionaires than any other company in the country. Now, we're already doing that. If you'll notice right here, it says in 2007, approximately every 12 days, a new family started earning a six-figure income with prepaid legal. And approximately every 26 days, a new family joins the millionaire club. Now, over the last 10 years, I saw a goal, and I reached for the goal. I wanted this ring. If a company tells me, Verna, we will give you a ring if you earn $100,000 in a 12-month period. Okay, what do I have to do that? How do you get the pin? Well, you just become an executive director 3 months in a row. And how do you go on these trips? And how, you know, I am motivated by a goal I'm trying to reach. And what the beauty of it is, I'm helping a lot of people on the way to get there. And I've taught my children, it's the craziest thing, I'd enrolled a school district, and I had all these, one day, 190 membership applications from that school. And I took those home, and I wasn't complaining about writer's cramp. And I took all the little tabs off the top and laid them down on the floor. And at the end, I asked my son, he was about 13 at the time, I said, Blake, would you please come pick these up and throw them away for me? Huh, Mom, you know, all that. And he came over and I said, now be careful with those. And he goes, why? And I said, because each one of those is worth over $100. He goes, well, how many's here? I said, why don't you count them? And at the end, there were 190. And I turned those in on Tuesday night. And Wednesday, our company processed those. And Thursday morning, I had $19,000 in my account. Now, that is the big picture, okay? That doesn't happen every day. But every day in our country and in your life, you can enroll one person on this service and you can get paid. And it can change your life and it can change other people's lives. Now, even if you don't understand this, our company pays you. And I'm going to just quickly share with you, and I'm not going to go through this whole presentation with you today. I'm going to do some things in training, so I hope you'll stay because we're going to go through some more stuff in training. But I want to have time to make sure that you've understood the value and you get with the person that brought you if you want a part of this. When you become an associate, you pay $99, not $249 like I did when I got into the business, but $99 today. Now, you may think, well, I don't want to pay anything to get into anything. Well, let me tell you, how many of you have a job? How long did you have to work before you got a paycheck? Wasn't it like 2 weeks before you got paid? Did you have to maybe buy some clothes and buy gas to get to your job? Did you have to buy a meal every day for lunch? Did you put out money before you got a paycheck from your job? I would dare say you did. Okay? So in our company, to buy a franchise with our company and have all those 810 employees, and they send you out your packet and they process all your paperwork and take care of your members, you got to pay $99. Now, if you want to go get a McDonald's franchise, that's $1 million. But whichever you want to do. But in our company, you pay $99 and you become a CFT associate. That stands for Certified Field Trainer. That means that Dave's going to help you. That means the person that brought you here today is going to help you in your business be successful. This is a helping people business. And what you do in the beginning, you recruit one person into your business that you know wants to help people and that would like to earn some extra money, and you market 3 memberships. So you recruit a person, they have a membership, and 2 more memberships, and this company pays you $34.57 on each of those memberships. Now that you've been taken through the process, they move you up to associate. And once you get to associate, every time you market this $35.95 plan, that's a one-time $10 enrollment fee. That includes the legal plan, the legal shield, identity theft, the whole package. $35.95 plus a one-time $10 enrollment fee. Now every time you market that at associate level, you get paid $103.71. You have tripled your income. Now, while you're at your job, you take somebody to lunch. And at lunchtime, you share with them this information. You take an app, please. Please take a membership. Because when they want to enroll, you fill it out, and at lunchtime, you've made $103. And you go back to work, and you're like a little bit late. And the boss says, where you been? Well, I just made $103 at lunch, and that's way more than you pay me. So, no, don't really do that. Not until you go out, you sell 10 of those at lunch or something. But once you get to this level, you're now in a position to receive what we call an override. Override just means that you're helping somebody go out and build their business. And when you're helping them, our company rewards you with what we call an override. And it's the coolest thing because as you help people, this company pays you. And as you move up, the company pays you more. And the more people you help, the more they pay you. And the coolest thing is, and I'm going to let the person that brought you in, we'll go through some training later. But as you get up to this level, you don't ever fall back on any of these levels. You don't have any quotas to reach. You get there, it's your business, you do whatever you want to do at the pace you want to do it. Just do it. You know what is that, Nike? Just do it. And don't ever quit because our company will never fire you. They're not going to kick you out. They're going to let you do this business forever and ever and ever and ever. And over here in this area, this is called residual. That's that part you kind of don't see until it creeps up on you like it did me September about 4 years ago. I had this money in my account, and I was like, I don't know why I have that amount in my account. And I called the bank, and they said, well, Prepaid Legal deposited it. And I called Prepaid Legal. I said, what is that money? I didn't sell that many memberships, and I don't think my team did. Oh, that's your residual from all those memberships you sold on the first years, and they've all paid out, and now it's kicked in. I'm like, you are kidding me. And I told my four children, and now my children call me, Mom, how's that residual doing? Because you know what? You can will it to your children and your grandchildren. I'm like, don't kill me off yet, okay? But it's just building. It's so wonderful to know that everything you're doing today benefits you down the road. So those 401s and all those things that we invest in that the company says are going to give you, well, then they fire you, and then you get that stuff taken away from you sometimes. It's there for us. I'm so excited about it. I don't know what to tell you, but, you know, I look back at that, and I went, God, I wish I'd have done more. But truly, it's one of those things that you just want to keep doing more and more and more. I'm not going to go through all of this right now. We get paid daily. I don't know what you think about that, but every night at midnight, crazy prepaid legal people are going to their website looking at how much money was deposited into their account. They're like, Verna, how late do you stay up? Midnight. Because I can't go to sleep until I look. We have a players club bonus, so you can get paid off of what you're doing. It's just a little extra money. We'll talk about that later. But it's just more money the company puts on the table to motivate you, and we also get to go on trips. We have tools that you can use. We have great resources and valuable tools that you can share with people. You don't have to do the talking. You let the tool do the talking. There's all these tools up here that we have, and I'm sure that you have some here today. I don't know who's in charge of that, but they're back on that back table that you can look at. We are here today to help you in your business. And those tools do it. They tell the story. These are some of the people that are very successful. I'm going to pick one quickly. I'm actually going to pick two. One is Darnell Self. He used to work at the mall selling shoes. Can you imagine? He's a millionaire in our company now. A millionaire in our company. He has a very large team because he's a very people-helping people person. Wilburn Smith. He's the funniest guy. He got into the business way back when it started. He worked at a grocery store, and he wanted to buy that store. And the owner told him, he said, when I retire, I'll sell it to you. And then he didn't sell it to him. Thank God. Because he's in prepaid legal, and now today he's earned more money in this business, and he's such a gracious, humble man. But all these people have just helped a lot of other people become successful in this business. This is our growth chart. You can imagine in Europe, I told you there's 80%. Well, there's less than 3% of the people in our country that own our service. Do you think we might be going the same place Europe is? You want to be a part of that? Don't wait and go, I wish I would have. I wish I could have. I wish I might have. You know, just do it. I mean, it is a great business and it's a great company. This is our penetration. As you can see, these little states here are more than 3%. Who is that right there? And who is, oh, I'm here. We're 1 to 3%. We only have about 23 million people in our state. You know how many memberships we have? About 150,000. I don't have to come to Utah. I can stay right there. Now, we have some great success stories in this room. And what we're going to do right now, I'd like to ask everyone in here that's a brand new associate, CFT associate, would you please stand up? That's good. That's great. That's great. We applaud you. You have started your story in the world of prepaid legal. How many associates do we have in the room that CFT qualified? How many of those of you are here today? Give them a hand. This is like any business. It's stepping stones to success, okay? How many senior associates do we have in the room? Would you please stand? It's very exciting to watch your paycheck go up as you sell them, as you market that membership. How many managers do we have in the room? And how many directors do we have in the room? Would you please stand up? You are a great-looking crowd. I notice the suits and the way you dress and the way you stand up with your chest out. And then we have people that help a lot of people. And these people are called executive directors. And what I would like to do quickly is have all the executive directors please line up right over here and just come across quickly. And just very quickly, I want you to tell your name, how long you've been in the business, and what your background is. And I don't know, is this the mic?
Yeah.
There's the mic.
All right, my name's Dave Hall. My background is I don't have a high school diploma or GED. Did manual labor jobs up until the age of 28 when I was introduced to prepaid legal. Started very part-time, 5 to 10 hours a week around my busy 60-hour week job. Within a few months, I was earning more money part-time, so we transitioned, went full-time. After 2 years, it was paying us over $100,000 a year. We've never gone back. I love prepaid legal.
My name is Sally Gilbert, and before prepaid legal, I was just Sally Gilbert. And I was raising all my children, and I realized I needed a retirement. And I knew that the big world isn't going to give it to me. So I decided to find a good income, and I found prepaid legal. I knew prepaid legal had residual income, and I knew that was the way to go. So we've worked hard, and we've got a good retirement. We've got 14 children that are all fighting for our will. And we'll see who treats me the best, and I'll determine who I can change the will for. So that's why I love prepaid legal. We can serve so many people, and we love it.
My name is George Wilkinson. My background is corporate America, where I had the corner office with the window, the alarm codes, the expense account, the car. I had a ride. I also had no life. Luckily, because of prepaid legal and this information that Vern has shared with us today, it's changed my life. I do what I want with who I want, where I want. And one of my best goals right now is my grandson cries when I leave the room, just like if his mother did, because he sees me more. I love prepaid legal.
Charlie Mullenkamp, been in the business about 3 years, was background in corporate America, worked 60, 70 hours a week, saw prepaid legal. My wife and I worked this business about 30 hours a week while our kids were in school, and this month we're doing the entire month traveling here in Utah, up in Washington, and we love prepaid legal.
Now, what I'm here today to ask you to do is, if you've listened to this information, you see there's a great value in it for that service, get with the person that brought you and become a member. It's not a big investment. $35.95 we waste, don't we?
Yeah.
To have access to law firms all over the nation, the top risk management company in the world, to protect your family while they're on the road, this just makes sense. And then if you see this as an opportunity that you want to share this with your family and friends and others and would like to earn some money with this company, over the next years, we are positioned to definitely create a lot of millionaires in this company. We being at less than 3% market penetration tells you the true story. We haven't even scratched the scratch. And we need help. We need help all over the country. And you can build your business all over the country. You can sit at home on the computer with our e-service, have somebody go to your website, become an associate, become a member. It's a great service. Even if you have a job part-time, it can become your plan B. So down the road when the boss says, we don't need you anymore, You've already built a business in this company. 85% of the people in our company are part-time. So you don't. We don't want you to just quit your job and immediately, you know, let's do this. This is something that you can do as you live, as you go out to lunch, as you go to dinner. Always take somebody with you and show them a tool. Get somebody involved in what you're doing, and you can earn a very significant income. So we hope that you will get with us and become a part of this family that we have created with Prepaid Legal. And then there's great training. We're going to have a training after our meeting today. We're going to take a break. So I'd like for you to get with the person that brought you. And I want you to tell them, on a scale of 1 to 10, where are you in temperature? 10 being the most. Are you a 10? Do you see this as a value? Are you a 9 or 8 or a 5? Do you have questions? We certainly want to get your questions answered. I know when I got in, I told you I was skeptical. And even after I became a member, I was skeptical. You know when I became not skeptical? When I used the service. That's when I realized that what I had enrolled in was a value to my family. Don't enroll and just not use the service, because this is something unlike our health insurance, car insurance, life insurance. We have all those things just in case, right? But we don't want to die to use our life insurance, right? We don't want to have a car wreck to use our car insurance, right? We don't want to get sick to use our health insurance, right? But we have it just in case. I love this service because I can call my attorneys every single day and ask questions. So if you're here today, get with the person that brought you. We're going to get your questions answered. We want to thank you for being here today. And Dave, I'm going to turn this over to you because I don't know if there's anything else you need to say.
All right, we're just going to take about a 15-minute break real quick, get your paperwork filled out, and then we're going to come back here. You guys, you know, we have the privilege of having Ms. Heath here, and I mean, someone that's earned over $1 million in the last few years. You guys, very few people, 3% of the population makes six figures a year, and those people that earn six figures a year, very few of them can do it from the comfort of their home. They're usually putting in 80 hours a week at the office somewhere. And so, yeah, they've reached success in their life, but they've paid a serious price for it, time with their family and their friends. Here's someone that, as a single mom with four kids, has figured out how to make a fortune spending time with them. Is that something you would like to know? Okay, you're going to want to be back here in about 15 minutes. We'll get going and turn it over to her. Thank you.